In the Vermont gubernatorial primary on Tuesday, Christine Hallquist made history. The former energy executive defeated four Democratic primary opponents to become the first transgender nominee for governor in the nation. But can she unseat sitting Republican Governor Phil Scott in November and become the nation's first transgender governor? Christine Hallquist is with us now. Thanks for being here, Christine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you've never had a seat in public office before. I mean, you had previously been the CEO of Vermont Electric Cooperative. What was the thing that made you want to shift from that to running for governor?
Well, let's put it this way. It wasn't something I really wanted to do. I think it's a sign of where we are in this country. I look at what happened in 2016, and of course, I went into political depression. And in 2017, I was in denial. But it turns out our governor was using the same tactics that the national GOP is using. He just happens to be a really nice guy.
Well, in November, you're going to be facing the Republican incumbent, Governor Phil Scott. And you said that you voted for him in the 2016 governor's race. Is that correct?
Yes, and I'm doing my penance now, aren't I?
Well, given that you've supported him in the past, and he is the incumbent, which gives him a natural edge, how do you expect to win over in November?
Well, you know, our governor went from the third most popular to 13th most unpopular in the past couple months. And it's because all of us are waking up to the fact that this is not the person we thought we knew. He's basically been focusing on division, and he's been attacking our public education system. You know, the other thing he talks about is no new taxes. Of course, nobody wants to raise taxes, but he has no long-range plan for how to get more food on the table. You know, we're going to end up fighting with scraps forever if we don't have a long-range vision. And I think the leader's job is to look out 20 years and say, what's Vermont going to look like 20 years from now?
Well, let's talk about it, Christine. What is your progressive platform for your campaign? What are some of the key elements that you see helping Vermonters over the next 15, 20 years?
Well, you know, first of all, what we're seeing in Vermont is what we're seeing all across rural America today, because I've served on the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association organization. So what we're seeing today is really reminiscent of what we saw in the 30s. In the 1930s, the cities had electricity and rural America did not. And at that time, we were seeing increasing flights to the city, increasing poverty, and an aging demographic. We're seeing the exact same thing today. And it's because of the digital divide. So we ran wires to every home and business. We're going to run fiber optic every home and business.
And some of the other things your platform includes is you want a $15 minimum wage, universal health care. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I would say I'd like us to move back to a living wage. You know, there's been a systematic attack on the working class since the early 80s. And now we're in this place where, you know, people are homeless, that the cost of housing is too high in terms of our income. I find it strange we call that progressive. When providing health care for all and ensuring people have a living wage, I think that's what a civilized society should be doing. I don't care what your political stripe is. I think that's just decency.
And of course, you are the first transgender woman to be nominated by a major party for governor, not just in the state of Vermont, but across the country. What do you think this nomination means for our country's transgender community?
I think it means it's even beyond our transgender community. I like to look at America and say we've always been aspirational. Aspirational means we've been widening our moral compass. And this is one step further to America widening its moral compass and being welcoming and more loving of others. Certainly here in Vermont, Vermont's always been welcoming. So it hasn't been an issue here in Vermont. Vermonters have been saying, okay, Christine, what are you going to do for us?
Christine Hallquist is the Democratic nominee in the Vermont governor's race. Christine, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.